All right, Devosai, let's begin. So we are picking up tonight. So there should be sheets right back there. So we are picking up tonight in the middle of Hilchos Chanukah. So we're picking up tonight and it's going to do just a couple of assorted halachas. So we're picking up in Simen Tof Resh Ayin Gimel Sif Beis, a very important halach in Hilchos Chanukah. So up until now, over the last couple of shulman, we've been focusing primarily on first, where to light, then when to light. We spoke a little bit about who's chayiv in lighting. So tonight we're going to focus on another yisodistik machlokes. Hadlaka osa mitzvah. So this is by Sif Beis, right where I see these letter A. I just lettered them also because we're going to be jumping back and forth a little bit. So hadlaka osa mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that literally, again, it's the kindling that establishes the mitzvah. So remember, again, background of this a little bit, Machlokis B'Shamay and B'Silal. The Sibbutim B'Shamay and B'Silal in the Gemara, as to when does one actually fulfill the mitzvah of lighting Ner Chanukah? Is it Hadlaka or is it Hanocha? Is it the act of kindling, ultimately, again, the menorah, or is it the placement of the menorah? So remember, again, that Machlokis gets into a very interesting discussion. The idea, namely, that if you hold Hanocha Osa Mitzvah, it's the placement that creates the mitzvah. So in reality, you could light the menorah wherever you want. And then after you light it, you could pick it up and you could take it wherever you want. Because at the end of the day, the mitzvah is dependent on where you place it. If you hold Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, then you have to kindle the menorah exactly where it's supposed to be, and you may not move it after it has been kindled. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. We'll say this is very important. At the mitzvah, you fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. You see, let's go back to something we learned last week. So if you remember again, last week we spoke about the idea about the duration of the mitzvah. How long must the menorah be kindled for in order to go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah? So how long? We need 30 minutes, right? We need 30 minutes. So halacha lemaisa, we need 30 minutes. So the Shulchan Aruch says that in order to fulfill the mitzvah, everything is determined at the moment you light it, at the moment you kindle it. So we'll say, what is Yisrael Adonai? Come sit down, okay? So what does this mean? So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Hadlaka osa mitzvah, paragraph B in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Chaf Hei. Hadlaka osa mitzvah, rotza lomar, kevan shehidlik, tekef kiyam a mitzvah. As soon as you light the menorah, you have immediately fulfilled the mitzvah. Lefichach, kafsa, in Zokokla. Bosai, where's the most dramatic manifestation of this? Let's say you like the menorah, and this is Maisim B'chol Chanukah. I like the menorah. Let's say, you know, every year, you know, they come out with new oil innovations, right? The jellied oil, the regular oil, the pre-made, the not. But one thing you could always almost count on with absolute certainty, which is something's going to go out at some point in time. So if you ever wondered to yourself, we're going to discuss this. What's the halacha? You light the Ner Chanukah, 2 minutes later it goes out. So the halacha is that ultimately, again, since you say hadlaka osa mitzvah, that means that everything is determined at the moment you light the menorah. As long as when you lit that candle, there was A, enough oil, B, it was in the right position, then even if it goes out a minute later, I have fulfilled my mitzvah. We're going to discuss this in halacha just a little bit greater depth. Let's look at Sif Chaf Hei in the Mishnah Berurah. Hadlaka osa mitzvah, rotza lomar, kevan shehidlik tekef kiyam mitzvah. Once you light the menorah, you have immediately fulfilled the mitzvah. Levichach, im kafsa, in zakokla. That is why, even if the candle goes out, you are not obligated to go ahead and relight it. The Bosa is a very important halacha. If you light the menorah, and a few minutes later it goes out, you are not obligated to relight it. Can you relight it if you want to? Sure, you could relight it as much as you want, but as long as at the moment that you lit it, all the necessary ingredients were present for a proper bona fide hadlaka, you have fulfilled the mitzvah in that moment, and even if it subsequently goes out, you are not mechuyev to go ahead and relight. Now the Mishnah Berurah says there is an exception to this. V'midlika b'mkom haruach v'kafsa, if you lit it in a place that is very windy, and therefore it went out, so we'll say, if you light it in a place where it was windy, and it subsequently goes out, then you are mechuyev to relight it. Why are you mechuyev to relight it? Why? Because it was never good to begin with. Because halacha l'maaseh is actually a fascinating detail in Hilchos Chanukah. As long as all of the ingredients for a proper kindling were present at the moment that you kindled the menorah, you are yotzei the mitzvah, even if it goes out a minute later.
So all the business about like having candles that stay lit for half an hour or something like that, it's not...
So it's true, meaning they're not trying to pull a fast one on you. It is true, right? It is true, but remember, the achap is, it has to be enough oil or a large enough candle that it can remain lit.
Oh, the
right, the difference is that halachically, it doesn't have to remain lit. It's one of these situations in halacha where the capacity has to be there, and even if it doesn't actualize, it's okay, as long as the capacity was there. Masha Inkin, if you go ahead and you light the little candle, you know, it only has enough to remain lit for 15 minutes, that's not good. So everything has to be there at, from the beginning of the hadlaka. So he goes on, he says, Mikomakom lo yivar samzar. Okay, so let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. So hadlaka usa mitzvah. So we'll say the halacha is that the act of kindling is what affects the mitzvah. Lefichach, im kavsa kodem. Turn the page. Im kavsa kodem. Ah, you know what? I'm missing a page here. I was going to have to tell you this about, well, I'm not going to tell you about that, but you'll listen about that. So listen to this. Sorry, got a little bit cut off. So, im kavsa kodem sha'avar zmana, unless I put them in the wrong order. Yeah, I did. It's the third page. I'm sorry. It's letter F. Third page, letter F. Therefore, again, I'm sorry. I put the pages out of order. So therefore, the halacha is, im kavsa kodem sha'avar zmana, if halacha lamaisa, the menorah goes out before the proper time has elapsed, eino zokuk la. The halacha is one is not obligated to relight the menorah. Va'afilu, not only that, but so here's the even more exaggerated case. Va'afilu kavsa be'erev Shabbos kodem kabbalah Shabbos shadayim mo'yom. So remember, we spoke about Erev Shabbos and Chanukah, or I should say Erev Shabbos Chanukah last week. We saw that Erev Shabbos Chanukah is quite unique because remember, again, we're usually availing ourselves of the halachic opinion that allows us to light after plag, even before, certainly before tzeis, even before shkia. So I'm lighting already as of plag mincha, an hour and a quarter before sunset. I have to put enough oil or have large enough candles that my menorah remains lit until at least a half hour after nightfall. So that is a lot of oil or a very large candle. So remember again, it has to remain lit essentially from before Shabbos until a half hour after nightfall. So just to understand what that means practically, I mean, we know it because it's not our first Chanukah, but understand that again, we light candles 18 minutes before Shkia, 18 minutes before sunset. Remember again, Seis is at least 42 minutes after sunset, which means that your menorah must remain lit for at least an hour. At least an hour. Now, if you're going ahead and you're lighting it even earlier, right? An hour and a half, thank you. Right, an hour and a half, thank you. So if you're lighting it even earlier again, then let's say candle lighting time, you tack on whatever amount of time, so at least 90 minutes. But the halacha is that if you lit it on Erev Shabbos and you had the requisite amount of oil or a large enough candle, but afterwards it went out, eino zakok lo. The halacha is that one is not obligated to go ahead and relight it. He goes on, he says, v'chein im la'achar shedlika balatakna. So take a look, by the way. So interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah comments on this. He says, by paragraph G, shadayim ma'od yom hatam, kevan shebe'erev Shabbos mukhuyiv lahadlik kodem shkia, v'gam kvar beirach ala lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, kvar huscholo hamitzvah behechsher, v'ayin betash cholik al zeh, v'dayto de kodem kabbalas Shabbos, sheyesh adayin heter lahadlik, mukhuyiv lachsor u lahadlik b'li bracha. So we'll say, see, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah quotes an opinion, and that opinion says that on Erev Shabbos, if the menorah goes out, one should relight it before one says Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. So far what we have is as follows. We paskin hadlaka osa mitzvah, an incredibly important halacha. So as long as at the moment that you light, there's enough oil / candles to remain lit for a half hour, even if it subsequently goes out for some reason, you are not obligated to go ahead and go back and relight it. Can you relight it? Of course. However, again, if halacha lemaisa at the moment of kindling, you did not have enough oil, or your candles were not long enough, then that is not a proper hadlaka. You'd be obligated to relight the menorah, and you'd have to make a bracha. Here's another interesting case, back up top in the Shulchan Aruch, where it says F. V'chein, second line in, V'chein, im la'achar shedlika balitakno, v'ki ba'osa b'shogeg. You're supposed to listen to this case. What happens if after you lit your menorah, so the flame is flickering a little bit, so, you know, you want it to be just perfect. So you know where this comes up? Well, it comes up all the time. But, you know, if you're one of these do-it-yourself guys and you like to put the floating wicks in the oil, so, you know, the wick tips a little bit, you want to fix it a little bit. So I think more often than not, when you try to fix it, what ends up happening? It goes out. So halacha lemaisa, what do I have to do if I accidentally extinguish the candle? or the light, the fire, Eino Zokoklo. Rabbi said the halacha is the same. I am not obligated to relight it. Because again, the core halacha is the same. Everything about the hadlaka is determined at the moment that I do the actual kindling. As long as at that moment, all the necessary ingredients are present, if for some reason it goes out by itself, or I'm tampering with it, and I accidentally go ahead and extinguish it, I do not have a halachic obligation to relight it. Haga, the Rama says, v'imrotza lahachmir ala atzmo, v'lachshu ala adliko, in levarech ala. So the Rama says that halacha lemaisa, if you want to be machmir, and go ahead and relight the candle, or relight the wick, even after it goes out, can you be machmir? Absolutely. There's no reason you can't. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds in over here, if you look by paragraph H, right in the bottom, Sifkan Chav Zayin, and Rosa Lahachmir, Vachronim Kasvu, Deroi Lahachmir, Lachsur Uladlika Bechol Inyan. Ubifrat im Nichma Be'erev Shabbos, Kodim Kabbalah Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here something very important, that ideally it is best to be Machmir. Namely, that if the candles go out, the oil goes out, one, even though one is technically not obligated to relight it, as long as there was enough oil at the time of the Hadlaka, Halach Lamaisa, one should be Machmir, and one should relight it. So, okay, fine. So we'll say, so that's the first halacha for tonight. Take a look at... Because if you paskin that hadlaka osa mitzvah, what hadlaka osa mitzvah is on
a technical perspective.
And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The Mishnah Berurah is saying is yes, technically you have fulfilled the mitzvah at the moment you kindled, there was enough oil, but you should be machmir. You should, meaning, the problem is you can't play it both ways. If you hold hadlaka osa mitzvah, then that means that the mitzvah is instantaneously discharged at the moment you kindle it. See, what you're really saying is something a little bit different, which is there seems to be an inherent contradiction in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. On one hand, you told me that the duration of the mitzvah is how long? Is 30 minutes, right? So, which tells me that when do I fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? At the end of 30 minutes, that's what I would have thought. Then the halacha says, no, that in fact is not really true. That's the shear, but the actual chiyuv is discharged at the moment of the hadlaka. So we have a little bit of this inherent tension. But I think, Dafka, because of your point, the Mishnah Berurah comes along and says, even though on a technical level, if it goes out, you don't have to relight, but really one should be machmir and relight it, albeit without a bracha. All right, so look at the next halacha. This, again, is another, I'm trying to pick out the halachas over here that are a little bit more pertinent, you know, day in and day out of Chanukah. So take a look on the same page by the letter I. So we'll say this is Simen Tov Reish Ayin Dalid. Madlikin Ner Chanukah Miner Chanukah. So we'll say, listen to this case. So this shiloh often comes up about lighting one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah. So remember, again, this case is most pronounced in a situation where I'm using candles. It's easier to illustrate with candles than it is with oil. So we'll say, so am I permitted to light one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah? Now remember again, let's go back to what we know. Remember we spoke about this in our first shiur, that this, you know, this beautiful image, you know, of the family gathered around the menorah in the dark room, and the light of the menorah is illuminating our lives and illuminating our homes. It's beautiful. There's only one problem, which is, it's usher, right? It's beautiful, but it's prohibited. Why? I will say, because you are not permitted to get any benefit from the Ner Chanukah, which means you're not allowed to get illumination benefit either, which is why we discussed this in last shir, which is why, again, we are makbid to have a shatmish, to have an additional candle. So in the event that somehow one accidentally derives some kind of, you know, luminescent benefit from the light, it's not considered to be from the Neros mitzvah, it's considered to be from the shamish. So we'll say, so I'm not allowed to derive benefit from the Ner Chanukah. That's the halacha. So the shail is, what about lighting one Ner Chanukah from the next? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to be pretty straightforward. Madlikin Ner Chanukah mi Ner Chanukah. The halacha is that you can light one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah. So, v'dafka lahadlik ze mize belo emtsoi. We will say, but the Mechaber says, but this is only true if what? If you're lighting one Ner from another Ner, without an intermediary Ner. What is this Yom Rabbah say? So the easiest way to illustrate this is, it's this, with Rav. So the Shamash, so good. So meaning, let's play this out for just a moment. So Mishnah Berurah, by the way, points out that obviously we're talking about after the first night of Hanukkah, right? This doesn't come up, although it could come up even on the first night of Hanukkah. How?
Someone else
is correct. Yeah, again, I don't know whether we'll get to it this week, but we will discuss the halachos. Actually, the truth is we already touched on this. Remember again, we spoke about the machlokes, Beisham and Beisilel, about a mitzvah min hamuvchar, right? What is considered to be the highest level of Ner Chanukah. So interestingly enough, the way that the Shulchan Aruch paskins is like the Rambam, which is one menorah per household, adding on one additional candle per night. So the Rama quotes, which is, I don't know, is that what Sfardim do?
One for the whole house.
That's it. Good. So that's the psak of the Mechaber. Ashkenazim follow the psak of the Ramah. The Ramah says, no, we hold that mitzvah min hamufchar. Ultimately, again, it's every person lights their own menorah, adding on one additional candle per night. So that's why, again, you know, in the Mechaber's case, the madlikin miner lener only comes up from second night and on. For Ashkenazim, this halach already comes up first night. I'm lighting my menorah, my kids are lighting their menorahs. So the shaila is, again, I only got one box of candles from the Telz Yeshiva. So right, I'm rationing the candles, right? So again, I'd rather not burn through shamashim over here. So instead, I'd like to light my menorah from my kid's menorah. So Shulchan Aruch says, my liki ner Chanukah ner Chanukah. The halacha is one is permitted to do this. V'dafka v'halik mizem mizem b'lom tzoy. Rabosei says the Shulchan Aruch. This is dafka if you're lighting from one ner mitzvah to another ner mitzvah. What is the Shulchan Aruch telling us that you can't do? Right? What he's highlighting over here is as follows. Oh. So what he's saying about says like this. Let's say I want to light from, I lit my menorah, now my child wants to light his menorah, her menorah. So what happens? So they want to light their shamash from my Ner Chanukah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, that you can't do. So you could light one Ner Mitzvah from another Ner Mitzvah, one obligatory candle from another obligatory candle, but you can't go ahead and light, well, I guess what we'll call like a utilitarian candle from the Ner Mitzvah. Aval zeh mizeh, aval mizeh lo zeh. Now back to the second page, I'm sorry. Did I do this correctly here? Yeah, good. So go back to page two. Truth is, I think page two and page four are the same thing. Yeah, so fine, you could even just turn the page, I'm sorry. Aval zeh mizeh aydei ner shel chol aser. But I will say, ultimately, again, to light an intermediary candle, right, a non-mitzvah candle from an Ner Chanukah is going to be aser. Ve'esh matirim gam bazeh. Ela imkin hu be'inyan shliyish locho shiyich b'haner shalchol. Kodim shiyadlik ner acher. So I will say, so ultimately, again, says the Shulchan Aruch. But again, there's one exception to this. The one exception to this ultimately is if you're concerned that halacha l'maisa, the ner mitzvah, will extinguish before you get the opportunity to light the other Ner Chanukah. Now go back for just a moment to the previous Mishnah Berurah. So a previous page, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph on the left hand side. If you see the underlined lines there, after Mavor La Kamam B'Simitaf Reish Ayin Hey, Shetzarech La'anicha Tchila Al Mekoma V'Achar Kach La'adliga, Kasa V'Ataz L'Kam. Oh, actually, the truth is, we'll see that afterwards. Fine. So the Ramah says, sorry, back to the last page, paragraph J. V'Nagu La'achmir B'Neros Chanukah. Shelo lahadlik afilu miner lener. So we'll say the Shulchan Aruch ends up asking, and he says that we do not light ner miner. We do not light one candle from another candle. Why not? Rabbi is actually quite amazing. He says the ikar mitzvaso eino ela ner echad, v'hashar eino lemitzvah kolkach, v'lachin ein lahadlik ze mize. So I'll say, this is actually quite amazing. See, what the Shulchan Aruch says is like this. Let's first look at the pure halacha. So the pure halacha is, madlikim miner lener. You can light one ner Chanukah from another Chanukah. So we'll say, so just on a very simple level. It's the third night of Chanukah. So what can I do? I could kindle the first ner, light number two from number one, light number three from number two. Now, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah brings up a very interesting point. He says, one second, how can you do that? What's the halacha that we just espoused before? hadlaka osa mitzvah, which means that you can't start moving the candle, you can't light the candles one place and position them differently. So the Mishneh Berurah says the couple of seconds from the time that you lift the, you know, lift the candle out of the menorah, light it, and then put it back, that's called being in place. So on a pure level, I could light one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah. The Shulchan Aruch says, but that only works if you're literally lighting night two from night three, night three from night two, or I should say, candle three from candle two, candle two from candle one, candle three from candle one. But you can't light an additional candle from candle one and use that to kindle two and three, because that additional candle is a non-mitzvah candle. So you could kindle from the Ner Chanukah another mitzvah candle, but you can't light what's called a ner shel chol, a non-mitzvah candle, from a ner Chanukah. Now the Ramah now comes along and says, "V'nagu l'hachmer b'neiros Chanukah shol l'halik afilu miner l'ner." So halacha l'maisa, the Ramah paskins that today we are machmir and we do not go ahead and. We do not go ahead and kindle from one ner to another. And I will say, this indeed is Aram. I don't know by Sfardim. Yaakov, what is Sfardim? Do they light ner miner?
Not like ner.
Okay.
Use a shamish.
Okay, good. So the Ramah says that we are minagis to be machmir, and we do not light one candle from another. The ikar mitzvaso elo elo b'nei achar. Now, we'll say, now what's the logic behind that? So the logic behind that, interestingly enough, is you fulfill the core mitzvah of Ner Chanukah with one candle. So we'll say, so let's play this out for just a moment. So what the Ramah is saying in the purest form, it's the second night of Chanukah. So now what do I want to do? I want to light candle number two from candle number one. So the Ramah says, you really, even though in a purest halacha you can do that, because it's kindling one mitzvah candle from another mitzvah candle, you really shouldn't. Why? Because it's considered to be chol, mundane use of a mitzvah candle. Why? Because on a technical level, once you light candle one, what's happened? You have fulfilled your mitzvah. Because the core mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is one candle per household. Once you've done that, so this is actually very interesting, candle number two doesn't really have the same level of kiddusha as candle number one. So therefore, again, because of that, you really shouldn't kindle candle number two from candle number one, since you've fulfilled your basic halachic obligation already with candle number one. And therefore, again, that Ramah v'lachin in lahadlik zemize. Therefore, again, ideally, one should not kindle one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah. That's exactly it. It's hiddur, but it's not the core mitzvah.
What would that consider? The design of the mitzvah of Chanukah?
It's considered to be, I won't call it illegal, not the most appropriate use of a ner mitzvah. So again, I want to be clear. The Ramah saying yesh lahachmir. So what does yesh lahachmir mean? That nekar adin is mutter. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch paskin.
If you have no other candle.
Yeah. So you can do it.
So you get that first light, and then that's it, you're done. So do you use that for the second mitzvah to give you hiddur mitzvah? Or do you just skip it?
So Baruch Shekivanta, great kasha. Bose, see, hear this? Watch this evolution of halacha right here. With this, we'll have to end. Bose, this is incredible. So remember again, here's what we've got. We've got, the halacha says, Madliki miner l'ner. You can light from one candle to another candle, right? Why? Because again, it's mitzvah usage. The Ramah says you really shouldn't. Why not? Let's go through this. Why not? Because technically, you fulfilled the mitzvah with the first.
The first candle.
You fulfilled it with the first candle. Therefore, anything additional to that isn't pure mitzvah. So Rabbi Yaakov is asking. So watch.
The first candle that's considered the mitzvah.
Correct.
Or the new candle.
No, it's the first candle you light that night.
Oh, the first candle you light that night.
So for we light the new candle, so to speak. Right. Truth is, it doesn't really matter. It's whatever candle you light first. Because the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is really Meikra Adin, one candle. So Rabbi Yaakov is saying, good. I have one, right? It's good, Kasha.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You should give him a hug.
If you don't have enough.
Oh, so here we go. So we'll say, see, here it is. So meaning, again, I have one match. I lit candle number one. So now what do I do? So again, should I light candle number two or not? Well, the Shulchan Aruch clearly says, Rabbi Yaakov, for you, this is easy, because the Mechaber says that yes, Madlikim in Erlener. So this Ashkenazim, ultimately, again, what do we do in such a, so the Piskei Tshuvas actually brings down this case, and he says that Halacha Lamaisa, we would be Madlikim min Erlener. Since the Ramah statement is only a chumrah. Therefore, again, if the only chance you have to fulfill the Hiddur mitzvah is by going ahead and lighting candle number two from candle number one, or really candle number one from candle number two, then the ikra, then you do that.